Morning, I want to talk about, I'm sure it's everyone's favorite topic, guilt. The church, I think, over the years has done a bad job of talking about guilt. They've really too often turned what Scripture says upside down. How many of you associate guilt with religion? Either from your past or from now. I suspect part of that reason is because, sort of like politicians like to make us be afraid, so we'll vote for them, it's been helpful for the church over the years to make people feel guilty and then have to tell them, come to church. I think we get a slight corrective today in these readings that help us enter the season of Lent and give us perhaps not the church's, the organized religion's view of guilt. We get God's view of guilt and sin and grace. Now, I have been asked a number of times throughout my career, why do we always have a confession of sin every week? It's so depressing. Well, let's start with what our psalm this morning says about confession. You notice it begins by saying, I know I'm a sinner, but when I kept silent, I just felt weighed down and burdened with these sins. But then I confessed them to you, O God. Confession is meant to be not guilt-inducing, but just the opposite. It's the first step in that guilt being undone and taken away. And I think it's worth noting, confession is not something we do for God's sake. We confess for our sake. God already knows our sinfulness. I mean, it's not like you're going to be in prayer to God and say, oh, and God, I have to tell you, I snuck out behind the gym and had a cigarette during recess, and God's going to go, that's where you were? No, God knows all the things we do. We don't confess our sins for God's sake. We confess them for our sake, to acknowledge them and to recognize them in ourselves. I think confession is meant to be sort of like looking in the mirror. Now, if you look in the mirror and notice, as I often do, how my hair is all messed up, or, you know, my tie isn't straight, or I've buttoned my shirt wrong or something, it would be strange to say, oh, boy, I feel really bad as a person because my hair's messed up. Instead, I think we'd say, oh, thank God I looked in the mirror. Now I can comb my hair and make it look better, make it right. That's what confession is meant to be, like looking in a mirror. Not to make us feel, oh, we're such awful people, but to remind us that when it comes to the state of our soul, sometimes it's a little messed up. It's a good reminder for us. Now, there are plenty of people in the world who are reminded too often by others of their mistakes and wrongdoing. But there's also a lot of us who can fall into the false illusion of how wonderful we are. And so confession reminds us, you know, we still have some things to work on. Or as we were sort of talking about it a bit on Wednesday night at the Ash Wednesday service, if the word sin bothers you, think of it as anything that gets between you and God in your relationship. Anything that is a roadblock to you following Christ. That's sin. And that's what Lent is about. Recognizing, acknowledging those things, not to make us feel guilty, but so that we can work on correcting them. But also, the reminder of what this whole season is leading up to. which is salvation. And folks, if you're not aware of your own sinfulness, why in the world would you need a Savior? But the season of Lent is about reminding us to look honestly and say, oh yeah, here's why Easter is important. Because I need a Savior. I try and try and try, but like Paul says at another point, the good I want to do, I don't do. Instead, what I end up doing is the very thing that I set out not to do. That's being human. And that reminds us why we need a Savior. But also notice what Paul tells the Romans. Paul is reminding them of God's grace in the person, Jesus Christ. Did you notice how many times Paul uses the word gift in that passage? God's grace, God's forgiveness is offered to us as a free gift. And I also would point out that Paul says repeatedly, this gift is multiplied many times for many people. In fact, Paul says this gift is given to all in Christ. But the thing about a gift is you've got to receive it. You've got to accept it. And I would say in this case particularly, you've got to use it. The gift of God's grace is not meant to be like that 13th place setting you got for your wedding, or that sweater that your aunt got you a few years ago for Christmas. You know, these gifts that you just put away and never see again. They don't do you much good. And especially when it comes to the gift of God's grace and forgiveness, the gift of salvation itself, it's a gift that's meant to be accepted and received and used again and again and again. Because folks, this is a gift that's not going to wear out. And it's not like a gift card that's going to expire. The gift of grace and mercy and forgiveness is a gift that God wants us to use every day. Because we need it every day. So use it. But we can only accept and receive and realize the value of that gift if we know that we need that grace because we are sinners. This is why confession and even Lent itself are not meant to be about making us feel bad or feeling guilty. Just the opposite. It's step one of acknowledging, as our scripture reading said today, God takes away the guilt of our sin. Not the sin itself, but the guilt. We sin, but we don't have to keep flailing ourselves and feeling guilty about it because God has already rendered the verdict. And did you notice what the verdict is? According to Paul, acquittal. Not guilty, but acquittal. But we can't receive that verdict and that grace without step one of acknowledging why we need it. Looking in that mirror of confession. So actually all of this is meant to be really good news. Not reminding us how awful we are and how guilty we should feel. Just the opposite. Take the season of Lent to acknowledge all those things we would like to change and God would like us to change and begin working on them, but knowing through it all we're already forgiven. That's a pretty amazing gift. Now, of course, although the gift is freely given, as writer Anne Lamott has said, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, although theologians say that grace is freely given, you may discover sometimes that it's a gift you have to pay through the nose for. There's work involved on our part. the recognition of sin, and the receiving and accepting and using of that gift of grace, and then sharing it, not keeping it to ourselves. All of this is wrapped up in Lent and confession and grace. And unless we go through this part of the process, we're really not going to have as much as we might think to celebrate on Easter. But if we do, we'll be ready to rejoice in being reminded yet again of this incredible, freely given, multiplying, to be used every day gift of God's grace. The gift of guilt, be gone. Amen.